Parliament has passed the Bank of Ghana Amendment Bill. The bill is geared to giving the central bank functional autonomy. The bill also restricts the degree at which government borrows for the Bank of Ghana. A Deputy Minister of Finance, Atu Forson, told Radio Ghana after its passage that the new bill cures a lot of bottlenecks to ensure the central bank operates more independently.
What Parliament approved is where the central bank has been given functional autonomy to the level that Ministry of Finance representation on the MPC Monetary Policy Committee are all been removed, to the extent that we don't even have observers from the Ministry of Finance. The other issues relating to financing of government has been limited from the previous 10% to now up to 5%. That is what Parliament has approved today. I think you've been here, you've seen the depth of the debate over the few days that we've gone through. The debates were really rich. Obviously, Ministry of Finance positions were very much articulated, in line of best practices. Parliament agrees to some very large extent the best practices. They've taken good care of it. They've approved them, and somewhere that they have opinions that differs from ours, we've managed to arrive at some consensus, and not only consensus, but sometimes where Parliament feels strongly about, particularly with the zero financing. Parliament felt that as a country like ours, limiting central bank financing to 5% is good enough, because limiting it to 5% does not necessarily mean that you are doing 5%. In fact, it's zero to 5%. So you can still stay within your framework of 0%. If you have an agreement within a multilateral institution for you to do 0%, you can still do 0%. That doesn't mean that you can, in the past, that says 10%. In fact, it even says 10% on a current year's revenue. Central bank, this 5% is even on the previous year's revenue, which ideally is lower, the base is lower. So it's a lower base, and the fact that it's limited.
Deputy Minister of Finance, Kessel Atu Forson.